It's great to have a chat to Racing.com star Kate Watts, who joins us now, because everyone has had their fingers crossed hoping that Dieter Clark will be on the road to recovery. And Kate's got a very special, close relationship with Dieter Clark and actually visited her in hospital yesterday. And she joins us this morning to give us an update. Kate, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael, for having me. I am good, and it was such a pleasure to be able to go see you, Dieter, yesterday. And fantastic that she's doing okay, because there's no denying, she's been fighting for her life this week, and there were certainly moments where it was very touch and go, but happy to say that, yeah, she's just continued to make those small positive steps in the right direction, and even just speaking to the hospital this morning, she remains in a stable condition, and most importantly, she had that stroke and the brain bleed, and the fact that that bleed is now stabilised, and the prayers have been answered.
Gee, that is such good news. We know she's tough, but she's 72 years of age, and from all reports, she was found unconscious. Was there any idea of how long she was there?
No, there's not too much of an idea. Obviously, she could have even been up to a couple of hours. She's one of her best friends, a man named Don, who is in 90 years old himself, and he had been struggling health-wise, so she'd made sure to look after him, as she always does with everyone, that they always had a phone call at 8 p.m. And when he tried to call her that night and then she didn't pick up a couple of times, he made the decision to drive over there and probably, hopefully, she can continue to recover and save her life, because he found her and obviously she was rushed straight to hospital. She was certainly in an unresponsive state at that time, and it's gone on to find out that she did have a stroke and that hypertensive brain bleed.
Gee, that's just amazing. And when you visited her yesterday, what was she like? How were her spirits?
Well, she's not communicating verbally at this stage still. As I said, I don't want to give people false hope, but she's still got a massive battle ahead, and the next few days are really critical. So, as I said, she wasn't communicating verbally, but she is moving, and she's smiling and eyes open, and she knew we were there. We read out so many messages, hundreds of messages that she's received from people who just love her so much. But the doctors have actually been a bit surprised by how much she's progressed in these early stages. So we kind of tell them we don't underestimate anything about our Dieter. She's so tough, isn't she? And she's so brave.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And she'd be, even with the state that she's in now, she'd be just longing to get back to her best friends, the horses, as well. And I'm going to have a chat to Robbie Griffiths in a moment about the support that everyone's been able to give her. But how is that support group and those around Dieter?
Yeah, of course, speaking to someone, which is Julie Murray, just before her, one of her best friends and also the assistant trainer there, all the horses are being taken care of so well. And we have to, because we know that Dieter would just kill us if they were. They said they're her family, the horses. They're the ones that she just loves, and that's why she's so popular as well, because people can see that. Who loves their horses more than her? So they're being taken care of absolutely perfectly. And speaking to Julie and some of her other closest people, they've just been overwhelmed by the support that they've received from people on her behalf. So many trainers volunteering to free home and take her horse there, and there's so many that have helped out, people offering to pay for her medical expenses. So they're just overwhelmed so much. It shows how much there is that love around for her. But it shows again how much the racing industry and the community can come together in these times. And she was one of those for me for the last few years who led that charge. If anyone was struggling, if it was Graham Salisbury and Subby through their battles, or if she knew that someone was having financial hardship, she'd always call me up at any time of morning or night just to say, we've got to get behind this person and support them. And that support's now certainly coming her way. She'd hate all the fuss, as we know. She'd hate all the attention on her. So she'll have to just deal with that, because she's going to cop it. We're going to continue to support her, hopefully, for weeks and months and years to come with this recovery, fingers crossed.
Well, you're doing a great job supporting her, Kate, and really appreciate you giving everyone the latest information, because so many people are so keen to wish her well and hopefully follow her road to recovery. So as it stands, she's in a stable condition. Is there any word on what the next few days and weeks look like, or it's just a day-by-day situation?
Yeah, it's a really day-by-day situation. To be honest, Michael, speaking to her closest people, when it was Tuesday morning and Tuesday night, even Wednesday morning, we didn't think that we would be in this positive situation today. Mm. So the fact even that she's in a stable condition is a bit of a miracle, to be honest. That's what the word's going around at the moment. And, so, yeah, any progression that she can continue to make, but it's already surprised us, and in her true fashion, hopefully, I'm sure she will continue to. But as I said, continue to have updates, of course, on racing.com and our assessor.
Good on you, Kate. Appreciate your update.
Thanks very much, Michael.